One of the least likely hits on the film festival circuit for the last few months has been an extreme sports documentary called Murder Ball. It's about the U.S. Paralympic rugby team.
Tell me about wheelchair rugby.
It used to be called Murder Ball, but you can't really market Murder Ball to corporate sponsors.
Maybe not, but Bob Mondello says you can market Murder Ball to movie audiences when the film is as good as this one.
A documentary about the U.S. Paralympic rugby team, quadriplegic rugby players in wheelchairs. I know what you're thinking, that it's going to be one of those triumph and uplift sagas that go for tears and sympathy, right? Well, you know those bumper stickers that say rugby players eat their dead? Well, that's apparently no less true when the rugby players are in wheelchairs.
Attack! Attack!
This is a very competitive bunch, wheeling down a modified basketball court, crashing into each other in armored chairs that look like something out of the Mad Max Road Warrior movies. They are ferocious, athletic, and deeply resentful of Joe Soares, a longtime U.S. All-Star who has a room full of trophies but who got a little older and a little slower and lost his spot on the team, and they figure betrayed them.
Because things didn't work out for him, he jumped ship and left to go up north. And now, he's coach of Team Canada.
2, 3, Canada! Yeah!
And he took the plays with him. He took some of our calls with him, so he'd know when to attack and how to attack.
USA, learn a new way!
If Joe was on the side of the road on fire, I wouldn't piss on him to put it out.
Yeah! Yeah!
Not exactly a warm and cuddly bunch. If Soares is sort of the villain of the piece, unless, of course, you're Canadian, Mark Zupan, a tattooed, goateed, often profane guy, probably qualifies as the hero.
Watch Zupan! Watch Zupan! Watch Zupan!
He's aggressive on the field, but proves to have a heart off it, which is to say that the film doesn't restrict itself to the sporting activities of the players. The directors talk to them about how their lives have changed, and they don't sugarcoat the answers. The dismayed reaction of one guy just home from the hospital when he sees how his folks have made his room wheelchair accessible will haunt you for days. On the other hand, none of these guys wants pity. In fact, they seem actively annoyed when people feel sorry for them, though they're not above using it to their advantage to, say, pick up girls, at which they seem singularly successful.
You know, like, everyone's like, what's your approach, Scott? How do you work these women? Man, I'm like, the more pitiful I am, the more the women like me.
The girls who are interested, you know, if they really like you, there is one question that pops in their head pretty quick. But they don't want to come out and say it, so yeah. They'll start with, like, oh, you know, how'd you get hurt?
So you can't move your arms?
Yeah, I can move them. But see, it takes about 10 to 20 minutes of working that chick, and then she finally drops the bomb, you know, can you do it?
Is it bad?
No, it's all still very, very good.
I think everyone here, ding, ding, ding.
Woohoo! Getting to know these guys and then watching them get themselves up for the World Paralympic Championships, where they face their arch rivals, Team Canada, is as engaging and as thrilling as any sports movie you'll have seen. I know, wheelchair rugby. You think I'm doing some special pleading here. I'm really not. Murder Ball is such a good story that it's bound to get the full Hollywood treatment someday, and there's just no way that it'll be as tough and as true and as uncorny as it is in this documentary. Murder Ball is a blast. I'm Bob Mondello.